Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
And we switch right over, no commercial, straight through to the head coach of USC football, Clay Helton, now joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Clay, how are you? How is the family and the extended family?
Oh, they're doing great. They're doing great. I think my wife and my three kids are sick and tired of being overcoached by me. I think they're ready for me to go back to work. But everybody's healthy. Everybody's safe. So God has blessed us.
That's great. That's great to hear. So there's a great story up on ESPN.com that popped up yesterday, and it's about how USC plans to take the West back, Clay, and how you guys can regain the ground that you controlled for so long. Have you had a chance to read it? Have you had a chance to kind of grasp what the concept was of the story? And what do you make of it? Like, how do you guys pull that off?
Well, I know there is a lot of excitement going on with what's going on in recruiting force. And I think that there are factors that go into that right now. One, that, you know, USC is a great product and will always be. I mean, you're talking about one of the top 15 academic educations in the world, and as well as a chance to get developed as an NFL football player with obviously as many draft picks as we've had over our time here. But also, you know, I thought there was a tremendous upgrade, and I think that's what the article was going into as far as, you know, the investment that we made in our recruiting department, you know, not only from acquiring more personnel assistants, recruiting assistants, but the resources that Mike Bone and Dr. Carol Folt gave us, you know, as far as, you know, new graphic designers, new video production artists, the technology side of the recruiting aspect. That's such a huge part of this that we've upgraded that, and it's produced dividends. And then I think there's a great energy and chemistry amongst the staff that we have right now that is paying dividends. We've poured a lot of time. There's a silver lining in every adverse situation. And the silver lining for us as a staff is we've poured ourselves into the relationships with student athletes that are out there as prospects and this spring. And obviously we're reaping some of those dividends right now, and hopefully it'll keep going.
Now, I know you've added some different members to your staff, including poaching someone from within the conference at Oregon to kind of help you as far as recruiting is concerned. Like, how much of an injection of life has that been? Just kind of, you know, look, I know that there, you respected all those guys that were on your staff previously, but how much of an injection of life has it been to have some fresh blood in there?
Well, you know, I thought two things happened for us. One, the retention of our offensive staff with Graham Harrell, keeping the system, the explosive system that we have, and thanks to Mike to be able to give us the financial backing to be able to do that, the retention of that offensive staff, and then bringing in, you know, a Todd Orlando, a Dante Williams, a Vic Soto, a Craig Niver, guys that not only are terrific recruiters and known as recruiters, but more importantly, you know, they're educators. They are the most utmost education and mentors as what a man's supposed to be, a husband, a father, and naturally on the field, I've just been blown away by how they teach fundamentals and technique. And I think kids feel that, you know, and they feel the opportunity to have somebody that's got their back at all times, that's developing a great relationship with not just one person, but an entire staff. And that chemistry as a staff and what these kids are feeling right now has been a positive for us.
Clay, when you look back, right, with time to reflect here, what has been some of the bigger challenges that you feel like you've faced here over the last season or so?
Last season, to be honest with you, just having such a young football team, you know, we had seven total scholarship seniors on that team. And so we knew entering the season that we were going to be a young team that might go through some growing pains. And then you never anticipate, you know, losing a starting quarterback in the opening game of the first half. And so really felt like as our quarterback position grew, as well as our team grew, that we could become a very strong team down the stretch. And we did. You know, I thought we played our best football down the stretch. And, you know, I think it just provides just a glimmer of, man, what an exciting team this is going to be. I mean, you've got nine returning defensive starters coming back. You got 8 returning offensive starters coming back. It's really an exciting time for us as coaches and us as a team, because we know what we have. Now we got to go out there and do our job, and we're excited about that this year.
Clay, with Slovis, how surprised were you even that he was able to perform that way that quickly?
Well, you know, I thought we did the right thing, really. I thought Graham did a great job, as well as our offensive staff and the approach that we took to the quarterback position. You know, we made it an open competition in the spring as well as the fall, and it lifted everybody up. You know, we saw each quarterback grow, and we were so thankful for that. Each one of them competed their tails off. You know, and each one grew at the position because they knew the level of talent that was in the room. It made JT a better quarterback. It made Keaton just thrive and elevate as a very young player. I thought he brought a tremendous mindset of hey, I'm going to compete with everybody in the room. I'm looking to get better. He did it in a very humble and respectful way. Matt Fink, his ability to compete and grow. And what happens when you had some injuries, and you look at even that Utah game, you know, when Keenan goes down on the second snap, for Matt Fink to come in there, if we didn't have that competitive atmosphere and the mindset of those guys to do their job for their teammates, you know, that could have been a real struggle. Instead, Matt Fink wins that game. Keenan Slovis has an amazing freshman year. And I thought the approach of, hey, we're all getting better together, we're all competing together, and we're going to be the best room we can possibly be for our team.
Clay Helton joining us here, head football coach of your USC Trojans. You know, Clay, what were your conversations like with Mike Bone about improving the football program upon his arrival? You and I haven't spoken in a while, and I'm just curious to see, like, how that relationship started and how it's evolved, really.
Well, I was blown away by Mike. I'll be honest with you. From day one that he came to the university, first time he sat down in my office and said, Coach, I want you to know we don't know each other, but I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you and to help you and your football team in everything that you do. And he not only said it, but more importantly, he acted upon it. The things that he did during the stretch of that end of that season, you know, being in our team meetings, telling the guys how proud they were of getting a big win, you know, being out at our practices and showing that support. Heck, pouring water on me after the Cal game in front of the kids and everybody. You know, those are things that allow kids to say, man, these guys are all in it together, you know, and that really helped us down the stretch finish the season strong. And then, you know, we get into December, January, and him coming and saying, hey, you know what, Coach, we want to help you get to the next level. Tell us what you need. Tell us the things that you need. And we talked about the availability to, you know, really bolster our recruiting department, the availability to keep the offensive staff together when other premier colleges were coming in, as well as the NFL, and be able to keep that offensive staff together, to be able to acquire the pieces that Coach Orlando needed to have not only a great defensive coaching staff, but also, you know, a great recruiting staff. You know, those are things that he helped put together, and that support that he has given us has really enabled us to move forward. And now it's our time. It's our time as coaches to go out and do our job. It's our time as a team and players to go out and do our job and have a great season.
Couple more with you here, Clay. Big picture, there's a lot of talk from talking heads about the financial disparity between the Power Five conferences, particularly that the Pac-12 may not be in the same league financially as the SEC or the Big Ten or even the ACC. How do you feel about that kind of stuff as you look at the big picture and that stuff is discussed?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be at USC and within a premier conference like the Pac-12. I mean, you know, when you talk about USC, I've never been told no when asked for something, and I've been very appreciative of that. You know, whether it's the president, Dr. Carol Folt, whether it's Mike Bone, the athletic director, when our student athletes need something, USC steps up to the plate. You know, even in this crisis, you know, as we went through it, I was just absolutely amazed how USC stepped up for not only our sport in football, but all 21 sports, you know, providing these kids that had to stay at home, you know, equipment to be able to work out safely from home, bands, medicine balls, jump rope, being able to keep their calorie intake intact by providing pre-made meals and snacks, being able to send workout gear, being able to continue things online via Zoom with academic services and tutors, being able to set up, we had 30 surgeries as of August 1st of last year, being able to set up rehab specialists and rehab programs from their hometown. You know, so I have been very fortunate. I have not felt the financial crunch not one time when it comes to our student athletes. And to be honest with you, I haven't felt it in the Pac-12. You know, these guys, I've been meeting with them over the past 6 weeks, and between Larry Scott and the head coaches and these other programs, everybody's looking to push forward. And I've been very appreciative as a guy that's been in college football for 26 years, that I'm one in the Pac-12, but most importantly, that we are at USC right now and in this time period, because they've really stepped up to the plate for our student athletes.
Last one for you, Clay, and because you've been around so long, this is an age-long question that has gained more steam as time has gone by, and the chatter about the Power Five eventually separating maybe from the NCAA because they don't really need the NCAA financially. What are your thoughts about something like that down the road?
Well, you never know. I think things change all the time. I think that as coaches, we control what we are capable of control of, and that's our football team, to be honest with you, and the games that are played. You know, we've been fortunate at USC to play all, you know, Division One schools, FBS schools, both championship series schools, excuse me, and be able to garner the likes of an Alabama and Notre Dame in non-conference, but also to garner New Mexico. You know, so I do think that all universities are important in our time period right now. We're all going through changes within college football. Don't know quite where the future is going. It seems to be changing by the day. But as far as head coaches go, you know, right now we control what we have right in front of us. And that's really looking for next season, the opportunity and the optimism of having the opportunity to play a season that's all together with an entire NCAA group at all levels.
Have you heard anything about the start of the season, Clay, and it being either delayed or going out on time? Do we have any word on that?
Well, I've been in Pac-12 meetings as well as NCAA meetings. I think everybody is optimistic about having the opportunity to play a season. I just don't know it'll be about 6 to 8 weeks that we'll finally kind of know what is the timing or the start of the season? What is the structure of it? Those are unknowns right now, but, you know, we are in weekly meetings, both with the NCAA as well as our conferences, our commissioners are together about putting different structures together and looking at different structures. But the optimism is to be able to get in a season. What a glorious day that will be, because we know we'll be further along putting this crisis behind us. We just don't know right now what that start date is or what the structure of a season looks like right now, but it's being worked on daily. I think we'll have a clearer picture probably 6 to 8 weeks from now.
Clay Helton, the head coach of your USC Trojans. Clay, it is always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking time for us. Thanks again.
Always. Take care, guys.
There you go. Clay Helton with us here.